Marion, M-I-R-I-A-M, James, 2677. Chief complaint, swollen forehead. Patient is a 45-year-old woman who comes in today with redness, pain, and increased swelling of the forehead on the right side. Patient has numerous lesions over her body, consistent with staph infection where she has been scratching, and some have become infected, have become pustular, period. In the paragraph, she's seen numerous physicians for this, has seen two dermatologists. She was told at one time might be scabies. At one time she was told maybe a staph infection. Nobody has ever done a biopsy on these lesions. Period. Last time she was out of town in Denver, she was very upset, very anxious, but not suicidal in big letters. Subsequently ended up in the emergency room. The emergency room physician examined her and felt like the lesions were beginning because of anxiety and then becoming infected. Subsequently, the patient has been off all medications and has not been taking any medications, and some are healing at this time, period. In the paragraph, once again, she's not suicidal. She's had a history of anxiety, depression. At one time, she was addicted to opioids. Then she ended up on Suboxone, but has not gotten off the Suboxone. She is here with her husband. They have a very loving relationship. He's very supportive. He knows her history. I've asked him point blank if there's issue between them or if she's at risk of hurting herself or others, and they have both denied this today, period. In the paragraph, she's also concerned about a thyroid cyst she had before, abdominal pain that comes and goes. The GI doctor wants to get an ultrasound. Also has had a strong family history of stroke, concerned about her carotid and palpitations that have been coming and going, occurring at different times, period. Patient's allergen and drug allergy, COVID immunizations up to date, has had surgery, has had numerous surgery, including a complete hysterectomy. She definitely has her gallbladder. She had a part of her, she had endometriosis. During the endometriosis surgery, the surgeon nicked, N-I-C-K-E-D, her large bowel, and then she had numerous resections because of the large bowel perforation, and has had numerous surgeries on her lower abdomen. In the past, medical problems, opioid dependency. She's off that. Of course, she's off Suboxone and she's not using any opioids at this time. Patient social. She smokes a pack a day. Last period, 2005. She doesn't drink alcohol. Family history, positive for stroke.
Well, let's get a your example from you too.
Just leave it in here, darling.
Okay.
Thanks. Family history is positive for alcoholism, strokes, no colon cancer, no breast cancer reported. Maintenance exam, has had colonoscopy even at age 45. She needs a mammogram. We'll schedule that at this time. Medications, no medications at this time. An exam, we find Marion to be in no distress. She's alert, she's awake, she's a good historian. Her weight, 140, is down 2 pounds, 100%. A febrile at 98.9, 16. Heart rate is 80. And blood pressure is 125 over 70. Her heart, positive, strong positive, two lungs are clear. Abdomen is soft. There's slight tenderness noted over the right upper quadrant. Skin shows no rash or mucosal cutaneous lesion, urological non-focal. Oh, skin shows numerous evidence of pustular lesions in different stages of healing over the lower extremity and upper extremity. We're going to do a UA on her.
Okay.
Thank you. Let's see, lower extremity, some tenderness of the calves bilaterally and swelling noted, maybe a trace. Assessment number one, there's also redness and swelling over the right side of her forehead. I cannot see any tiny blisters consistent with zoster, but the underlying skin has pouda orange, P-O-U-D-A-O-R-A-N-G-E, appearance that could be seen sometimes in early zoster, so we'll treat accordingly. Assessment number one, cellulitis, forehead. treat with rosefenogram, nanokeflex 500, 2 tablets twice a day. Number two, possible herpes zoster, right forehead. It doesn't cross the midline. There's also associated lymphadenopathy on the right side. We'll treat that with acyclovir 800 5 times a day. Next number, check blood work, including hemoglobin A1C, CBC, mono, lipids, TSH, vitamin D, B12. Next number is come back on Friday. Next number, history of anemia. Next number is history of transfusion. Next number is history of diverticulosis. Next number is weight loss. Next number is fatigue. Next number is abdominal pain. Patient does have a fatty liver along with a 1.31 centimeter gallstone. Next number is patient has sclerotic liver. She's not an alcohol user but has had extensive history of abuse with opioids in the past. Next number is family history of stroke. Because of the stroke family history, we looked at a carotid, no evidence of early obstruction or hemodynamically unstable lesion noted. Next number, it's important to note with her history of drug abuse, patient has no evidence of hepatitis B or C present. This has been checked before. Next number is we'll recheck liver function test now. Next number is echocardiogram. Shows no valvular disturbances, no evidence of vegetation. Again, important in face of staph infection and a history of MRSA in the past. Next number, lower extremity and upper extremity. The pain caused us to look at her vessels, both arterial and venous. No DVT or PVD was noted. The pain is multifactorial. Next number is infected lesions. Upper extremity, we'll treat with antibiotics. Next number, these lesions can also be seen in patients with drug abuse history. For this reason, we'll perform a UDS. We're going to do both. As well, for the chart, especially with her history, patients with amphetamine abuse have been shown to show these type of lesions. So we'll rule that out as well. Next number, follow up in 3 days. Next number, patient has a GI specialist regarding her fatty livers and sclerotic liver. Next number, has required transfusion for her anemia. Recent colonoscopy is up to date. Next number, order mammogram next visit. She wants to hold off till then. Next number is above discussed with patient and husband before leaving the office. Thank you.